In Tropenmuseum Junior staat er een vliegtuig voor je klaar. Reis mee en laat je verrassen in Zizo, Marokko. Boek nu je ticket op tropenmuseumjunior.nl.
Gebruikt u bloedverdunners? Andere medicijnen gaan niet altijd samen met bloedverdunners. Geef het aan dat u bloedverdunners gebruikt. En vraag de antistollingspas aan bij de Trombose Stichting Nederland. Kijk op antistollingspas.nl en voorkom complicaties. Bart Hoopraad, ambassadeur Trombose Stichting Nederland.
20% van de kinderen verlaat de basisschool met een taalachterstand. Voorlezen kan het verschil maken. De vrijwilligers van de Voorleesexpress lezen daarom jaarlijks voor aan duizenden kinderen. Onze missie is geen kind zonder voorlezen. Vind jij dat ook? Kijk op voorleesexpress.nl.
Door de aarde te vergroenen kunnen de Maasai hun land weer gebruiken. Dat zorgt voor voedselzekerheid, een stabieler inkomen en meer emancipatie. Ons grotere doel is het herstellen van het klimaat. Daarom gaan we in Afrika een gebied vergroenen zo groot als Nederland. Het kan. Het werkt. Schep mee, want hoe groener de aarde, hoe koeler de planeet. Cooling down the planet. Just dig it.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
It's a crying shame if I ever loved you. If I knew your name, you don't need a lawyer. I'm not making a claim. You don't need to surrender. I'm not taking aim. I don't need a lover, no, no, no. The wretched beast is tame. I don't need a lover. So blow out the flame. There's nobody missing. There is no reward. Little by little, we're cutting the cord. We're spending the treasure. Oh, no, no, that love cannot afford. I know you can feel it. The sweetness restored.
Thank you. white in the whitest of dress, everyone with stars in their eyes. But even when the sun comes up, even when the sun goes down, I love you still, I always will, and I'm never gonna turn around.
Chasing me down everywhere I turn. I'd rather hibernate in winter's arms. I'll sleep till the scent of burning wood fades from my skin.
aside, but I long to hold you once again and watch you run circles on the shore. But I'm bound to saving myself from your heart's grips. I can't be overthrown. I am shattered all over the sand. I'd rather hibernate in winter's arms. I'll sleep
was Maggie Rogers die je hoorde. Je luistert naar Songwriters Guild live op Stads FM van Salto. Met je host vandaag Rufus Kane. Ik val nog een weekje in voor Ro Halfheid. We hebben vandaag de gast Nurks. I'm going to switch over to English because our guests today speak English. They're on tour here. They have a gig tonight at Skek. We're going to talk about that and their music in just a minute. But first we're going to hear the first song of the day, which is Donuts, Guns and Daycare. Take it away.
Thank you. can talk up any car. These roads don't lead to bleeding hearts. That moon don't shimmer in your eye. These men won't heed you when you cry. You're taking it way too hard. You're taking thoughts way too far. Donuts, guns, and daycare, the way things are. Thank God for the faithful increase. Thin girls and fake fat and beast. Though I walk through the ditch of death, I'm taking all of my own breath. You're taking it way too hard. You're taking thoughts way too far. Donuts, guns, and daycare, the way things are. Things you could be. How come nobody told you all the things you could be? All the things you could be. All those things. You're taking it way too hard. You're taking thoughts way too far. Donuts, guns, and daycare, the way things are. You're taking it way too hard. You're taking that way too far. Donuts, guns, and daycare, the way things are. Donuts, guns, and daycare. Oh Lord, what do they care? Tell me, what do you care if we die? Yeah, you're gonna die. Yeah, you're gonna die. Hi, 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 hi.
Donuts, guns, and daycare. Nurk. You luistert naar Songwriters Guild Live. That was a very nice song.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it. It had a very good sound to it.
Good.
So here in the studio with me is Eric Kittelson.
That's right.
And Amir Krohn.
That's right.
Welcome, both of you.
Yeah. He's actually Eric Amir Krohn, so he's Eric A.
Really?
And I'm Eric Burton Kittelson, so I'm Eric B. So Eric A and Eric B.
And you're between two Erics.
That is slightly confusing at first. So I'm going to stick with the names I know, but thank you. So, guys, it's good to have you here today. Nurk,
thank you.
People might not know it. You came here. You're just in Amsterdam. You came from Emden before this. You're playing a gig in Amsterdam tonight.
That's right.
But Nurk is based in Spain, right?
Based in Spain now, yes. But we have members from... they reside in Austin, Texas, which is where I spent a few years of my life. And he's from Minneapolis. And then we have some members in Spain as well. So so it's a project that that can change according to the type of venue, the type of record.
Mm-hmm.
It's very malleable.
Yeah,
It's modular, you know, like IKEA furniture, you know.
Right. I saw online that you have a few different setups.
Yeah.
And so today you're here with one member of the USA band.
That's basically. Right. That's right. Yeah.
And tonight, I think it's 10 p.m. it says online.
Yeah,
you're playing a gig at Skek.
It's going to be 9 to 11, and
okay.
We'll probably do a couple sets, you know, with a little break or something.
All right, yeah, 9 to 11, that's on Zeedijk in Amsterdam, for anybody wondering.
That's right, it's Skek.
Yeah, it's very close to the central station,
right.
Zeedijk number 4. So that's later tonight, and might be good to know for people, it's going to be not just you that they're going to hear then if they decide to go to that gig.
Right.
It's also going to be Amir on electric guitar as well.
That's right, yeah. We'll have some electric guitar, a little bit of harmonica, a little bit of ukulele.
Oh, cool.
And a pretty face.
And a pretty face.
But we're getting an acoustic preview here in here this afternoon.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Don't worry. I see your hands are itching to play another song.
No, it's okay.
And you will in a minute.
Take your time.
I'm just curious. You said the band is based in Spain now.
That's right.
It didn't used to be.
No, it started as a solo act in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it started as a persona in a band in Austin, and then it became a solo act, and then it became just the name for a project to fit a lot of stuff under and a lot of people under that umbrella. But I'm now based in Spain. Yeah. And that song that I played before is very inspired by a sign I saw in Texas. It was a little shopping center advertising what they had there, you know. And it just said donuts, and below said guns, and below that said daycare. So you could get donuts and guns and daycare all in the same shopping center.
Wow. I mean, I can imagine that must have been an inspiring moment. It's not every day that you come across something like that.
That was one of the first times I wrote music to fit something. You know, usually the words come from the music, some chord progression or melodic device or something like that.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I thought, oh gosh, that has to be a song, you know. Hopefully not too direct, because it's already pretty direct, I think, you know. And then trying to get the atmosphere around that, you know, describe the atmosphere around that sign without pointing your finger too much, right?
Right.
Because the sign's already pointing it out.
Exactly. No, it didn't feel like finger pointing.
Yeah.
That doesn't
interest me very much as far as songwriting, although there's people that do it very well, you know, but I'd like to kind of capture more of the imagery or the environment, you know.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah. And have you been since then writing more songs that in that vein?
Yeah, I could play one right now that is actually from the latest EP.
Oh, yes, please.
And even though they're like 10 years or more apart in the writing of them, I think there's something similar to the feel of them, something without, as I said, being too finger-pointed, a bit sinister underneath it. So this one is called You and Your Fabulous Friends.
Ah, that's from the season 1 EP that came out this spring.
And that's basically what we're touring behind, that EP right now. And it's available on Bandcamp, and soon will be on all the Spotify's and SoundCloud's and whatever. Yeah. DJ mixes, hopefully.
Yeah. So, You and Your Fabulous Friends.
That's right.
All right, let's hear it.
Take a walk into the wood. I'll be brooding inside while I'm paddling upstream both ways. You'll pass me on your joyride with you and your fabulous friends. You and your fabulous friend. A
all my life through a keyhole, watching you from afar. But just one glance at your soft neck, and suddenly things grow so sharp. For you and your fabulous friends, you and your fabulous friends.
Short song.
Yeah.
Shorter than the last.
Well, it's just an abbreviated version because usually there's a flute solo, and one of the guys in Spain plays flute. So I didn't want to bore you with my picking for too long. But yeah, that's basically the gist of it.
All right. I like it. I like your melodies.
Ah, yeah. Thanks.
They're just slightly different from what you see coming. That's always cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think yeah, like I was talking about earlier with the getting the atmosphere of something. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I just think the melody, you know, the words kind of it's like the perch, you know, and the words you kind of throw images on it, you know. You don't necessarily need a narrative trail like somebody like Bruce Springsteen would write a song that could be a short story or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ray Davies or something like that. But mine are more just like hopefully a strong melody, like this, like a coat hanger, and you're just putting different interesting clothes on it, you know, and hopefully some wardrobe comes out of the whole process that you can live with for a while. So.
Yeah. No, sounds like a good metaphor. Hmm. I like it. What would be one of those Bruce Springsteen songs that you're referencing?
Yeah, you mean one of his?
Yeah, one of his. Did you have anything specific in mind?
I'm not a. You know, I'm unfortunately I don't know his music well enough. It was a big inspiration for me early on, because living in a small town in Texas, in those days without the internet, you don't get. He would be one of the most underground things that would break through, even though he's not underground at all. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when, you know, Born in the USA came out, that was such a big inspiration, you know, like Dancing in the Dark is a song that I always remember. And it just tells the story of actually a storyteller, I think it is. It sounds like he's writing a book and a novel, and he's having some writer's block and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it tells a whole story of him going out at night, I think. And so, yeah, something like that. I'm more familiar with like Ray Davies of the Kinks, you know, and he would tell a whole one of the best examples is a song called Two Sisters on Something Else by the Kinks. And he tells us just the story of these two characters, these two sisters. One of them is kind of high society and one of them is kind of like a house mom, you know, and how they kind of admire each other's life.
All right.
But that's not the kind of songwriting I usually do.
No, I know, but I was just interested, like, by contrast.
Yeah, yeah.
We heard a song of yours, and...
Right, I do admire those type of guys. Yeah. And usually songwriters, singer-songwriters, it seems like they do. That's what they're doing, right? Like, when I hear them, the kind of guys that maybe would go... Well, when I first came to Amsterdam many years ago,
yeah.
I went to... probably Roe helped me out with this
open mic.
Open mic, yeah. And usually they're kind of storytelling songs, you know.
Yeah.
And I do admire that quite a bit, but I really like the openness of a song to be able to get to something else.
I kind of have the same thing.
Yeah. Are you also a songwriter?
I am. Yeah. Okay. I was also in that singer songwriter. Scene back then, like
right.
10 years ago,
right?
But I was not one of the storytellers.
Okay.
I actually wasn't very good at storytelling. I've been practicing that more in the past few years.
Oh, so you've made a concerted effort to try to make more storytelling songs?
I wanted to learn it. Yeah. At first, I wasn't interested. I just wanted to do whatever came naturally, and then at some point I got interested in learning something new.
Right.
So yeah.
It is interesting to be so like the song I referenced earlier by Ray, mm-hmm. the Kinks, it's so short, you know. It's probably as short as that last song I just played. But he's so efficient, you know. He can tell so much. And that is a really nice exercise as a songwriter to try that, you know.
I think we should listen to it. It's just under 2 minutes long. It's
okay.
Two Sisters by the Kinks.
So then I looked into her mirror. Priscilla looked into the washing machine and the drudgery of being wed. She was so jealous of her sister and her liberty and her smart young friends. She was so jealous of her sister. So then I looked into the wardrobe. Priscilla looked into the frying pan and the bacon and eggs and the breakfast dessert. She was so jealous of her sister and her way of life and her luxury flat. She was so jealous of her sister. She threw away her dirty dishes just to be free again. Woman's weekly magazines just to be free again. And put the children in the nursery just to be free again. Priscilla saw her little children and then decided she was better off than the wayward lass that her sister had been. No longer jealous of her. She ran round the house with her curlers on. No longer jealous of her sister.
Ja, dat was even een voorbeeld van de Kinks. Maar we gaan nu terug naar de live muziek hier bij Songwriters Guild Live van Nurk. Het volgende nummer heet Skinny Legs.
I heard someone call my name. I turned around and saw they all had my face, all the boys and girls. They said you might be the one that we've been looking for, and I want to worship you on the dance floor. Is an antiquated notion, but your belief that we are gods is an ocean, ocean, ocean of devotion. And I might be turned around one day, but for tonight you're on the floor and I only see your face. And I want to worship you on the dance floor. I want to worship you on the dance floor. Ha! aging in a summer dress. She said, loan yourself to me, I'll pay you back with interest. I said, but ma'am, I have a sense of common decency. She said, you'll have to give that up if you really want to dance with me. And I want to worship you on the dance floor. She said, I want to worship you on the dance floor. Skinny legs, skinny legs, come back to me. She said, skinny legs, skinny legs, skinny legs, skinny legs, skinny legs, come back to me. And she said, skinny legs, she said,
you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. Divided by two.
was One from Harry Nilsson. I played that song because it was on your page. It says that Harry Nilsson, he's in the very long list of inspirations.
Yeah, especially as a younger, when I was younger, my parents had some Nilsson records, and I really got into that. And then later, some people mistakenly, I think, compared my voice to him a little bit because I do a lot of jumping around. But he can actually stay on key a lot better when he jumps around. But yeah, he definitely has a great gift. He had a great gift for melody too. I was thinking about playing the song next called "God Is a Song," mainly because I think we need something a little bit more upbeat, maybe.
God is a song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
It's all you.
Entertainers, we've got screens on our palms and we're tired. Entertainers, we've got 1,000 channels of town criers. And now you won't beat the beat that fits on the street. But you will never keep it. You won't be, you will be deceived. Animators, the soul is a song that you blow. Come save us, God is a song that you know, a song that you blow. Penetrate us into the sound where it vibrates through our veins. Penetrate us into the passion pours out of our brains. Now you don't need to believe, you just need to receive. So now on your knees, boy, you will feed, you will feed a need. The soul is a song that you blow. Come save us, God is a song that you know, a song that you blow. Can't abate us with the words chiseled into the stone. You've betrayed us, I can't hear a fucking thing on the phone. Now you don't need to believe, you just need to receive. So now on your knees, boy, you will feed a need. Animate us, the soul is a song that you blow. Save us, God is a song that you know, a song that you blow. Animate us. Ooh. Come save us, God is a song that you know, a song that you blow. Song that you know, a song that you blow.
God is a Song. Once again, by Nurk here at Songwriters Guild Live. So we have a small 10 minutes left.
Okay.
So you played like the obligated 4 songs. I don't know if you're up for another one after this.
Okay.
But either way, people can see you tonight at Skek.
That's just right.
Going to say it again for people who are just tuning in. And so the gig itself starts at 10.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's 10 to 11. You're performing there together with Amir, who's also here in the studio today.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I would say let's listen to a song, and after that talk for a little bit more. You're still listening to Songwriters Guild Live. Don't nobody go nowhere. This is Chet Faker with No Diggity.
got them open all over town. Stick the biz, don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day to play away. I can't get out of my mind. I think about the gold all the time. East side to the west side, pushing foul rise, it's no surprise. She got ticks in the stash, stacking up cash, fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, as long as she's got to have it. Maybe you're a perfect 10. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. I like the way you work it, no diggity, I gotta bag it up. She's got class and style, seen knowledge by the mile. Baby never act wild, very low key on the profile. Getting feelings is unknown, let me tell you how it goes. Curse the word, spins the bird. Love is a curse, so freak what you heard. I gotta bag it up.
I don't remember were we wild and young. All that's faded in the memory. I feel like somebody I don't know. Are we really who we used to be? Am I really who I was? Well, the lights will draw you in, and the dark will bring you down, and the night break your heart, but only if you're lucky now. Waiting outside while you find your keys, like bags of trash in the blackening snow. City of neon and toes that freeze. We got nothing and nowhere. Got nothing and nowhere, and the lights will draw you in, and the dark will take you down, and the night will break your heart, only if you're lucky now. And if the lights draw you in, and the dark can take you down.
Dat is natuurlijk Ryan Adams met Lucky Now. Je luistert nog een paar minuten naar Songwriters Guild Live op Salto Stads FM. We gaan naar het laatste nummer van de dag. So once more, we have Nurk here in the studio before they make their way to Skek tonight. Eric is going to play us one more song. It's called A Song With Words. Any words about this song before you play it?
Yeah, this song is... There was a cassette tape my grandmother had, and it was of classical music, and there was a song called, I think it was called Song Without Words. And I never knew which song it was exactly, because you know how cassette tapes were, you know, I couldn't figure out, and especially with classical music, I couldn't figure out where one song began and ended. So I thought, well, I'll just write a song with words. I like the simplicity of that title, you know. And I think it's a song for songwriters. So, yeah.
Well, then I'm listening. We're going to end the show on this note with this song. And Songwriters Guild Life will be back next week. And in the meantime, it's all you. You know what to do.
Thank you, Rufus.
You take this for granted. It's only a matter of time. You feel so romantic, but you don't have any good lines. What did you fear for so long that you can't lie? Your own dons, they make a fortune off fools, just like you. And now you're enchanted like it's the beginning of time. You will see that you could write this down, but it wouldn't mean a thing. And who is the plumber of visions that go down the drain? You're painting a picture, but you know it's going to fade. Where did you go when you stared? What did you play in your chair where you had something to prove? Shame, shame that you didn't know it when you were surrounded by signs. But now you'll see that you could write this down, but it wouldn't mean a thing. Fortune of fools, just like you. And now you're enchanted like it's the beginning of time.